Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, October the 2nd. Look, the 76ers have a new coach, y'all. You know, yesterday, the Sixers, announced. Well, actually, they didn't announce it yet. They're going to announce it today. But Doc Rivers and the 76ers came to an agreement that he will be the head coach of the 76ers. You know, I'm not going to say it's a shock, but if you would have told me Sunday that Doc Rivers was going to be the coach of the Sixers, I would have had you admitted to the hospital. You know, it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. Heck, at that particular time, he was the coach of the Clippers. He got fired on Monday. It was funny. As of, like, Monday morning, I was talking to a friend from L.A., and he was saying that Doc won't be fired. So, on this podcast, typically I have, like, a lot of different topics to talk about. But in this podcast, it's going to be all about Doc Rivers. You know, all about the instant credibility that Doc brings to the franchise. I mean, he does. And we're going to talk about it. I know there are some people who are elated. There are some people who are frustrated. You know, I'm hearing stuff from people saying, look, Pompey, yeah, I get that Doc is a great regular season coach. I get that he won a championship. I get that he was a coach of the year once. But I can't get over them losing 3-1 leads three times in playoff series. I can't get over a lot of the things that happen, right? So you have some people who are saying, okay, this is a great hire. You have other people saying, okay, this is overhyped. So we'll address all that today, right? We'll address all that. Now, me personally, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's a good hire. You know, before Doc came on board, before he had that interview, you know, I thought that Ty Lue was the best coach for the job. You know, Ty Lue's a young guy. He's a guy I felt like could basically mesh with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Right. I still think that Ty Lue would be a great hire. I wasn't big on the Mike D'Antoni thing. Now, Mike D'Antoni was the guy who, before Doc came on board, it was his job to lose. I just felt like the pieces didn't fit. Don't fit at all. Now, the thing for me with Doc Rivers is bigger than a coach. I think that when you think about where the 76ers are, you think of how right now their credibility is in shambles. You think of how they relied heavily on analytics. You think of all the failures they had while relying heavily on analytics. I think they had to do a reboot. And when you look at a guy like Doc Rivers, right now, he becomes the face of the franchise. He does. He's the face. You know, like, again, I know you have Joel Embiid. I know you have Ben Simmons. You have Tobias Harris in the wings. You have Al Horford. You have Josh Richardson. You have that starting lineup. But right now, when they come out and they need a spokesperson for the team, it's going to be Doc. And everyone around the league, when Doc walks in, they're going to be like, yo, this is Doc Rivers. He has that type of personality. So, to me, this hire is bigger than just X and O's, right? And I'm not saying that he is not X and O's. I'm saying it's bigger than X and O's. Because right now, again, we say that he improved the credibility of the franchise, right? Now, again, he's going to have to win. I mean, in order for them to keep it, they're going to have to win. And I don't mean just winning 50 games in the regular season. I'm talking about they got to go deep in the playoffs, right? They have to. Now, he has a five-year deal. So with that 5 years, you know, it's going to may take a little bit of time. You know, I'm not saying to, like, go deep in the playoffs, but what I'm saying is when you look at this roster, he's a good coach, great coach, but when you look at this roster, it's one of those things where you say to yourself, like, okay, Pompey projected them to be seventh in the East. So when you got Doc, where are they going to go from now? Like, how much higher are they going to be? You know, I can't really give you that answer until I find out what type of trades they're going to make, if they can make any trades. What are they going to do in free agency? Now, right now, when you look at free agency, the Sixers, we're fooling ourselves as we think they're going to be able to get an A-list guy in free agency. You know, they're basically capped out. So you can get some mid-level exceptions, get a guy on the minimum, you know, stuff like that. But, like, right now in this league, guys want to get paid. No one is going to come to the Sixers to say, hey, I want to play with Doc and all this stuff, and I want to play with Joel and Ben. If they can make max money somewhere else, it's just not happening. It's just not. Especially when you got teams like the Miami Heat that has a lot of money available. Teams like the Boston Celtics who have money available. Nah, that's not happening, right? So when you ask yourself, you say to yourself, like, it's hard to put a number on it until you find out the roster. And it's hard to say, okay, they're going to be this much better. They're going to be this much better. Nah. Hey, I just want to say this to you guys. Come to this podcast. This podcast comes to you 5 days a week. It's the only podcast that covers the Sixers that does that. Comes to you 5 days a week. I know we've been away for a little bit, but you can come here and get the updated info. It's the only podcast in the city that covers the Sixers that does that. Secondly, you know, if you want to download this podcast, you could go anywhere where you get your podcast downloads, and you can subscribe to this podcast. Again, you subscribe to it, you get up in the morning, and some of them, it goes straight to your phone, and everything is good. You'll be fine. But when we talk about the 76ers, and we talk about how much they're going to improve, you know, like I said, it depends on what they're going to get. So some people are going to be, everybody is excited. Like, I can say everybody, because there are some people hating. But there are some people who are excited about this team now. And they're saying to themselves, yes, we're going to battle the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, we're going to be there with the Miami Heat. Yes, we're going to be there with the Boston Celtics. You know, Toronto Raptors. All I'm saying is, now that they got the coach, now they got to try to see what they can do in the draft. If you're going to get rid of that draft pick, you know, if you're going to get rid of Al Horford, if you're going to get rid of some other players, let's just see. Because right now, this team needs another ball handler, right? We all know that. This team always needs shooters. There are several players who are on minimum deals who are about to go. So we have to see what the 76ers have and what they can make, the deals they can make. But the one thing I'm going to tell you in regards to instant credibility is when you look at Doc Rivers, a guy asked me that today in the mailbag. He said, the question was, what immediate impact will Doc Rivers have? And my answer is he brings credibility to the franchise. This organization is taking hits for various reasons, including a lack of accountability and front office blunders. In Rivers, Sixers get a coach who is widely known and respected around the league to become the face of the organization, right? I mean, you know, and as mentioned in Friday's Inquirer, the 58-year-old was the NBA Coach of the Year in 2000 with the Orlando Magic. 8 years later, Rivers led the Boston Celtics to the NBA title. He's had a hand in changing the culture and perception of the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, Rivers has compiled a 943-681 regular season record with stops with the Magic, Celtics, and Clippers. He is two victory shies of passing Bill Finch for 10th place on the NBA all-time wins list. With the Clippers, he had a 356-206 mark, with the top winning percentage at 63.1 in franchise history. So y'all know the guy is good. Now let me tell you this. Over his 21 seasons as a head coach, Rivers coached the who's who of standout NBA players, including Hall of Famers Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Tracy McGrady. Now some people may say, look, bruh, Kevin Garnett was the man before he was traded to Boston, right? Because he coached Garnett and Ray Allen in Boston and Paul Pierce, right? And people are like, look, bruh, they were already the deep. They were those two, like, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen was already the dudes. They just came in that year, and they did what they had to do. Exactly, but he coached them, right? But the one guy that, when you look at it, who blew up under Doc Rivers' watch was Tracy McGrady. McGrady turned into a megastar under Rivers in Orlando. Not only was McGrady an all-star in all four of his Magic seasons, he won back-to-back scoring titles while recording he recorded his top three scoring seasons of his 15-year career. That's crazy, man. His top three seasons came there, scoring seasons, in 4 years. He was there for 4 years, and he recorded his top three scoring seasons. So that alone should give him credibility with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And his presence alone should start to bring some credibility to an organization in desperate need of it. So when I say to y'all that this is bigger than wins and losses, that's what I mean. It's the credibility standpoint. You know, it is. It's the credibility standpoint. So, that's some things that we'll find out later. But right now, you know, I think people should be happy. People should be excited. Now, in regards to, you know, some people talk about, yo, but they lost 3-1. Yo, that team had some problems this year. Like, that team was loaded, talking about the Clippers. Come on, Pompey, they were loaded. How you going to go out like that? Yes, the Clippers were loaded. And sometimes I think for a coach and for players and the organizations, it's time for a change. I mean, the one thing that I've heard the last couple days about Doc Rivers was he's motivated. He's out to prove something. Sometimes when you're in a place for a long time and you got a great team and all this, you get a little complacent. Not saying that he did, but sometimes that happens. And when you need a change of scenery, it's going to be different. I mean, think about it. He was in L.A. And I don't know if people go to L.A., but every time I go to L.A., when I hop on the plane and leave, I'm like, man, I'm leaving L.A. I'm really leaving L.A. It's the same way for Miami. I'm leaving this place. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. It's the only podcast that comes to you covering the Sixers 5 days a week. You can also read my work on Inquirer.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers and follow me on Instagram on Pompey on Sixers. Thank you. But every time I leave LA and I leave Miami, I'm like, man, I'm hopping on a plane. It's so beautiful out here. It's the weather. It's nice. Oh, man. So you look at Doc, he's out there, he's living it up in La La Land. He's coaching, he's doing everything. Some distractions out there. And I'm not saying he was caught up in distractions, but I'm saying I know I would be. But then when I come back home, especially in the wintertime, it's cold. A lot of things, you know, you can't go outside. So what do? I just focus on my work, on my craft. It's like, you know, I do what I got to do, but then I go back and work and I just focus. You know, I just work most of the time. I mean, heck, y'all, for people who know me, I go to bed late and I wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock every morning, right? That's just how it is. So to me, what I'm saying is, he can't go play golf in the wintertime here unless he hops on a flight, unless he want to, you know, it's like certain things. I mean, you can do it, but come on now. It's going to be freezing. It's going to be snowing. It's going to be this and that. He's going to be in the lab out there trying to prove everyone that, listen, that's not the Doc Rivers I am. I'm telling you, he's motivated. That's what people are saying. Everyone is telling me how motivated this guy is. And guess what? He knows his legacy is not on the line, but he just doesn't want to be remembered this way. So guess what? He didn't come here to not win. Now, again, some people saying, well, he came to get a payday. Come on, bruh. He's already paid. I mean, you know, it's funny because when you talk to coaches, they would always say, yo, I'm trying to get that Doc Rivers money. So he's already paid. And he's well-spoken. He's charismatic. He has a TV background. I'm telling you, someone will pick him up in a heartbeat. Heartbeat. So he's not hurting for jobs. But what he is he's determined to come out here and do what he can. So when I hear all that stuff about, oh, why did we get him? There's some motivation going on with him. And I expect him to produce. Now, again, we got to figure some things out, like I said, with the roster. And that's why early on when I talked about 5 years, because the roster is one way next year, doesn't mean it's going to be the same way the year after that. It doesn't. And just because the roster is the way it is at the end of the season, doesn't mean that all these players are coming back. But see, right now, it's hard to speak on things that, you know, that didn't happen yet. You hear all the rumors out there. You talk to people, stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of times people are saying they got some contracts that people don't really want to get rid of. Right? I mean, or people don't want to take in. Believe me, they want to get rid of them, but other teams don't want to take it in. So those are the things that we have to be careful of. So, you know, right now I think that the roster, if it doesn't look different this upcoming year, it's going to look different the year after that. So we'll see. And I'm telling you, if they can get Alvin Gentry to come here and run that offense, I think that people are going to be excited. That's a great hire. You know, the Sixers are going to have two basically head coaches on the staff, right? You know, and I would like to see Sam Cassell come here too. You know, again, I know Doc was a point guard. Sam's a point guard. You know, that's going to help Ben Simmons out in his growth, you know? So, you know, those are some things that can happen with the Sixers. And I think that the Sixers are going to be great in a couple years. I mean, who knows, maybe even next year. But I think that this was a good hire. Now, again, I was huge. I was big on Ty Lue. And I would probably be just as excited if they had Ty Lue. Ty Lue doesn't have the resume as Doc, but Ty Lue did win a chip. I know everybody wants to say it was LeBron. But they say that about every coach. You can say that about every coach. You can say that about Red Auerbach. You can say that about Phil Jackson. You can say that about Greg Popovich. You can say that about Steve Kerr. You're not going to win a championship unless you got elite talent. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. I'm sorry. Grit can get you there. But it ain't. At the end of the day, grit isn't going to say, okay, I won the trophy. It's just not. You look at the Lakers right now. They got two first-team All-NBA players in LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Two of them. You look at the Miami Heat. They got the will, a will to win. What happened Monday night? They got blown. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to win a couple games. They can't win a couple games in the series. But I don't see them beating the Lakers. I just don't. So, what I'm trying to say is every coach that wins has the benefit of having an elite player. You can look at all these NBA championship teams that won, and they had one dude on there that you can say, I'm talking about recent history, one dude on there that you could say, well, dang, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Seriously. That's just how it is. It's not about the X and O's. It's about the Jimmy and Joes. So when people hate on certain coaches, it's like, come on, man, you gotta hate on all of them. And I think that Ty Lue would have been a great coach. That's like I think Doc Rivers is a great coach for the Sixers right now. Now listen, I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day. Peace.